Yo, welcome to another episode of the Inner Circle Podcast. I'm your host with the most, Yaya Jama. And today, I am joined by the one and only Mr.
Salamuni Tbarik. I'm back by popular demands. And I just gotta say, man, like, you need me for this.
For what?
Your podcast. Like, I make your podcast what it is.
No, you don't, bro.
I do. Like, without me, this podcast is just nothing. I have an idea. We should just rename this to Solomon's Podcast.
Yeah, this is why I don't want you on here, bro. Every time you come, just disrespecting me, bro.
But like, come on, man. Like, I made you famous on this.
How?
I put you on this.
Do you know how many listens your episode got?
A lot.
No.
No, I don't lie, bro. I know people are like, bring him back. Then nah, I bring him back. And they're just like, don't talk. Let him talk.
Nah, a lot of people are like, you're very insightful. Uh-huh. Like, you know what you're talking about. But then those people don't know you because you 90% of the time talk out of your ass.
Literally. I mean, you can't be like 100% of the time just like woke and shit. You know, you gotta be like Yaya sometimes too.
Alright, man. But anyways, how you been?
I've been good, man. Just trying to run away from coronavirus.
Uh huh.
She's gonna be scared.
How's that going out?
Yeah, I wash my hands like every half an hour. I can't even sit on the bus. Yo, I sit on the bus and somebody coughs. I'm like, nah. I'm gonna stand up.
Nah, but this coronavirus thing is actually, yeah, it is pretty scary. But it's just a normal cold, bro. You just get over it. It's not that bad.
I don't know, man. I saw some videos, but on a positive note, yo, I saw a research where they said African skin resists coronavirus.
That's bullshit.
Nah, I told you, bro.
No, they said dark skin. You're not dark skin. You're light skin.
I'm not light skin.
Yeah, you are.
Nah.
You are light skin.
I'm not, bro.
Yes, you are.
Nah, for real. You're just gonna be confused with some other guy.
You're part white.
No. Come on. Wait. Aren't you Somali? Never. Yeah? You're Somali, right?
Yeah.
Say I'm proud.
Yeah, I am.
Aren't you guys... Don't you guys say you're part Arab?
Hey, man. Stop this.
Don't try and put that on me.
Stop joking about that shit, man. We are
no joke,
African.
Didn't you have somebody on your podcast a while ago talking about...
What?
The Arabs and all that stuff?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I said it straight. Did you see?
Nah.
I told her we're not.
I'm just saying, you know, there might be some truth to it, but...
There is no truth to that shit, bro. We are African. Matter of fact, Somalis and Ethiopians are, you know...
Maybe like the black side of you guys, we're the same. But on the Arab side...
I don't know what you're talking about, but anyways, I'm part Somali and I'm not even full Somali myself, bro. I'm, you know...
Saudi or...
What the fuck, bro? Nah, man. I'm not. Anyways, how do you find Black History Month? You know, it's the first today. Today's the first, right?
Yeah, it's finished. The first. It's finished, yeah. Nah, but finished. I've been enjoying it, man. Just been every day trying to learn something new about history.
Because
I think we get stuck up on, like, the stuff that went wrong.
Yeah.
Or, like, the injustice, the abuse and everything.
Yeah.
But, nah, this month I've just been looking at, like, things we've done as a people, but not just in America, but like as a globe.
Okay.
And yeah, man. And I've been reading some books too, you know, just been...
What books?
So I finished reading Things Fall Apart. It's just by a Nigerian author.
Yeah.
Dope book. I'll recommend it to everybody. And now I just started this book called Why I'm No Longer Talking to White People About Race.
Why you're not talking to white people about race?
Yeah.
How's that book?
Man, it is dope.
Deep.
It's like it's this lady. She's a black British lady, and she talks about her experience, but then like she kind of ties it up with history and just people that she knows and how they gets to a point where it's just tiring to talk about it because at a certain point,
they can
never fully understand 100% of like the history.
The history.
And how the history plays part in today's world.
True. But aren't white people like part of black history?
No.
Yeah. Through slavery. That's where they come in.
Yeah, but slavery is not our history. Like,
it's not history?
It is history, but that's like part of it. But like, you're talking about like, what, 400 years of history and making it the main topic when there's like thousands and, oh, like probably even millions of years of like black history.
True.
Try hit me with that.
Nah, but what's been your highlight of Black History Month?
I'll tell you what hasn't been my highlight.
Yeah. What hasn't been your highlight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wilder getting his ass kicked
on the stream. Oh, man, that shit was so funny. I knew he was going to lose.
Nah, like, you know what's messed up is his entrance, the costume.
Oh, that entrance, bro.
He paid homage to, like, the, you know, just the ancestors.
Yeah.
And for him to go out like that, I was like, they didn't have to do him like
that. Oh, man, that was so funny, bro.
But hey, I'm going to go on record and say, Furry should have been disqualified for punching him in the back of the head.
What?
Yeah.
Bro, get out of here, bro. Okay, this is the thing. You can be all, like, you can support Wilder because all this cool, like, black stuff or whatever, da-da-da-da. When it comes to boxing, my guy got outclassed, bro.
Trust me, bro. If he didn't hit it,
outclassed.
Trust me. Yeah.
What does Wilder have? Just a strong right hand. Apart from that, he doesn't even have the fundamentals of boxing. My guy doesn't involve and weave, does nothing.
42-0.
42-0 of beating nobody's, bro.
No, it'd be like some big names.
Who?
But that's something you gotta realize. People, when they start boxing from a young age. Do you even know how he started boxing?
No, you know that story? I don't pay attention to that guy, man.
I'll tell you the story. Yo. His daughter had like some spinal issue.
Yeah.
And they needed a lot of money to like actually for medical treatments.
Mm.
And he's like, yo, what can I do to, you know, to bring quick cash?
Yeah.
He got into boxing. 42-0.
42-1.
No, I'm talking about before that.
Yeah, but anyways, he got outclassed. He got knocked the hell out. But it didn't even look like, bro, it wasn't even a fight. It was an ass whooping, bro. You know, man.
Nah, it's like the only thing that just pissed me off is, you know.
Well, after all that shit he did, yeah?
No, not that. Like, they should have made the fight a match. That left a stain on that stream.
Oh, man. That was, yeah, man. Shout out to Wilder, though. And big ups to Fury for winning. I knew he was going to win. Everybody knew he was going to win.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, of course, you know, if you do a cheap hit to the back of the head.
Well, okay, what about the first fight? Did you think he won the first fight?
Ah, bro. The first fight, Wilder won that. He got
what?
Man, two times, back.
What about now? Yeah, how many times did he fall down now? Did you see his
let me give you something.
No, he was like, okay, I'm not gonna make any excuses. And then as soon as he went into the locker room, my guy started tweeting out and saying, what? My suit was too heavy, or my bloody costume was too, what the hell?
Yeah, this is a topic, because this is a sensitive topic right now.
Nah, man, I don't even think there should be a third fight too.
No, I think there would be. There should be. Because
nah, man.
Nah, it needs to be a decider. I think, yeah, next fight would go better.
No, I think maybe AJ can do it.
Nah, AJ's crap. Like, I respect AJ, but as a boxer, nah.
Why?
Nah.
He's been doing bits, though.
He doesn't have that factor, you know, the X factor.
Nah, true. Anyways, what else has been popping?
Man, just been living, you know, trying to be a better man every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gotta...
How's that going? Because I know you... You're not becoming a better man, you're just becoming worse and worse.
I mean, like, I hang out with you, so obviously, yeah.
Wow. Everybody knows out there, I'm a good guy.
Hey, anybody that knows Yaya knows.
I'm doing bits. I'm doing everything I can to change the world. Everything
in a bad
power.
Way, yeah.
Nah, in a good way, bro.
Man, nah, people that know you, they know.
I'm out here promoting black people and black excellence.
Okay, let's stop there. Because like, you're the biggest anti-black black person I know.
What?
Bro.
Bro, how?
Some of the stuff you say, man, it's...
What did I say? It's one thing that's anti-black.
You're always going on about, oh, racism doesn't exist. You guys just
playing this
card.
No. Okay, listen. Black people sometimes tend to overuse the black card.
So what's the
like the race card? Sorry.
What's the race card? Like how?
Give me an example. Oh, this didn't happen for me. It happened for this white guy because, you know, I'm black.
Okay. Let me ask you a question though. Like, have you been in the real world? Like the real world?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. Bro, I've experienced racism, bro, but I've never ever been like, it's because I'm black. You know, just sometimes you just gotta move on.
But that's not an excuse, though. A lot of people don't use it as an excuse. It's just pointing out the fact.
But come on, sometimes, you know, there's other ways to, like, just go around it or do it instead of just being like, oh, yeah, he...
Yeah, but nobody's saying... Like, I'll give you an example from my own experience. Trying to get a job, like, there's a certain levels to it.
Yeah.
There's certain jobs that you can get a job easily. Mm-hmm. But when you try to move up certain industries,
yeah,
they make it like extremely harder for you. We're to a point where, not just for a black person, but anybody of color,
yeah,
they will need to obtain a certain qualification, certain experience in order to get the same job another person can get with like minimum experience.
True.
Okay. And that's facts. But people, like, we're not saying, oh, like, that's the reason.
Don't say we, like, don't exclude me out of it. Okay, listen. No, I'm like, black. Don't say we. I ain't no white person. But for, like, okay, I get that. But then it's like some other times, like, you know, a small thing will happen. You know what I mean? Small stuff.
No, I don't know what you mean. You gotta explain what you mean.
No. Okay, sometimes, like, as a black person, you know, sometimes I tend to use the race card. I'd be like, oh yeah, it's because I'm black, innit? But then it's like sometimes, but like some people take that shit actually to heart and be like, oh, it's because I'm black. This guy didn't let me do this, or this guy didn't let me do that. He gave it to this white guy. It's like you can't do that. You gotta be like, oh, this guy, he probably gave it to him because of something else. You imagine that, like, you make another excuse for it. Don't always say, oh, it's because of race.
Now, I'll give you, like, for me personally, I can only speak for myself. It's like when I do something, I have that in mind. I'm like, it's going to be harder because I am a black person.
Yeah, see, that's so what I mean. That's a wrong mindset.
That's my fuel, though. That's how every day I get up and try to, like, get better, whatever I do. It's like, I look at it and be like, all right, it's going to be a lot harder because of this factor. But then I know when I get, like, a certain thing, I know I'm like, man, I worked 10 times harder than the same person who got the same thing as me. And that gives me pride.
Okay, that's the thing. Look, you said first thing you think about when you're going into it, what do you say?
No, when I'm going to it. Like, that's just a fact. Like, that's a fact. People know.
Okay, I get that. But imagine if everybody changed their mindset and was like, oh, I'm just going to go in there and then just, you know, smack. You don't have to be like, oh, you know, yeah, I'm going to work 10 times harder because I'm black or this or that.
But if you're going in believing or acting like that's not a problem, then you're kind of like, you're going in with this expectation of, like, fair playground. And then when it doesn't come out the way you expected, you're going to be like, yeah, what happened? But then if you know that fact that you're going to have to work 10 times harder, you're going to go in there, like, prepared.
Bro, but, okay, at the same time, like, you'll see a black person, yeah? You'll see a black person who doesn't have what it takes to actually qualify for that place. He'll go in there. And after that, he will not find it or not get it. And it will come out. And instead of saying, fuck, bro, I didn't have this, I don't have what it takes or whatever, it'll be like, nah, bro, it's because I'm black.
That kind of mindset I don't support. The mindset I'm, like, supporting is knowing the fact that how things are, yeah, and then being like, all right, I'm going to work 10 times harder than that's expected so that I can actually give myself, like, a head start.
Okay, yeah, I get that. You have to. Okay, but at the same time, you'd be like, I'm gonna go in there. Look, this is okay. You say it, but I'm gonna say it. Look, yeah, I'm gonna go in there with not thinking as a play, like, as a fair playing field. But at the same time, be like, I worked as hard as I can, and you can't say, oh, I'm black or I'm already at a disadvantage. You go like, bro, I just worked hard. I'm gonna go there and I'm gonna try to achieve it. If I don't, I don't. You can't. Why do you have to add the black part in? You don't. It's not necessary.
It's a
bro.
Reality.
It's not necessary, though.
It's a reality. Not like, just like one thing I would say, though, honestly, man, just wait until you finish uni and get into the workforce.
No, because, like, you're already going to be, like, at a disadvantage. Like, you're already going to be like, oh, fuck. Then if you don't get it, you already have an excuse already. You'll be like, because I'm black. That's what I'm against, bro. Stop making excuses.
It's please. Not, like, bro. There's something, like, I'm not saying, look at it and be like, oh, like, I'm at a disadvantage, and use that as an excuse, like, not to work out. I'm saying use that as a motivation to work hard. It's a Mamba mentality.
But it's a risky card too, bro. It can work to an advantage and a disadvantage. It's like making an excuse for yourself and motivating yourself at the same time. Why play that card?
You know what's even worse than that?
What?
Is people like you, for example.
What?
Let me just finish. People like you believe, like, everybody's, you know, it's, everything is fair. If you work hard, you get this, all that stuff. And then when reality slaps them in the face, they basically just don't know what to do. Because they're not prepared for it. Like, you gotta have a thick skin.
Okay, no, you can have a... Oh my god, bro, you can have a thick... Okay, so what? What are you gonna be like? Okay, just because I said I just worked hard and I went and did what I had to do and I didn't get it. Oh, I'm gonna come back crying. But a person who said, oh, it's not a even playing field. I'm black. And then he doesn't get the job. He's gonna come back and be like, ah, I'm gonna try next time. No.
No, no, he's gonna come back and gonna be like, I gotta work even harder.
Yeah, so I can do that too. I can be like, oh shit, I didn't work as hard. I'm just going to go work harder. Why do I need to say, oh, it's because I'm not black. I'm not this. Bro, you know, you getting me?
No, I'm not getting you, bro.
Oh my days, man.
Because it feels like you're the kind of person who's acting, okay, who's acting. You're the kind of person who's acting like race is not an issue.
No, it is an issue, but I'm saying like, you don't have to keep saying, oh, it's because I'm black. I just hate people who do that. Just like, don't. Just be like, okay, just move on. You know?
Okay, let's use Americans as an example. Like, there's a structured system right there, right? In play.
Yeah.
That's education-wise and health-wise. Yeah. That kind of disadvantages them.
Okay.
So are you saying them, like, actually pointing that out is an excuse? Because that is affecting the quality of life they're getting. In New Zealand, we can't complain. But I'm talking about places like America.
What?
Where there's systems set up.
Yeah.
So are you saying they're just using that as an excuse? Even though this is affecting them, like, if you think about Flint, Michigan, where they can't even get clean water.
No, you didn't, bro. I'm talking about, like...
But that what's the reason they can't get clean water?
What is it? Why? It's because they're black.
What's the population of Flint, Michigan?
Flint?
Yeah, Flint, Michigan.
I don't know. I really don't know. Do you know?
It's almost all black.
Huh?
It's almost all black.
All black? Yeah. Oh, all black, but okay. So you're saying, oh, they cut water because...
No, they didn't cut water. Like, the water is poisonous. If you look at it, like, kids who, like, bath in that water, they got skin conditions. Yeah.
But still, bro. What? Bro, you can't... Okay, why can't you just say, okay, just bad... Man,
bad
bro,
what?
Nah, at the same time, bad bro, what? I don't, bro, you, okay, get, okay. You get what I'm trying to say.
No,
like, if I say it, it comes out of me, no, like, no,
say
me saying, like, oh, it's gonna be all, like, it's all about white people. I'm not trying to say, like, oh, white people are, you know, bro, I'm not supporting any of that shit. But I'm just saying, like, why do you have to say, oh, this bad water is here because we're black? It doesn't work like
that. Okay, is that happening to, say, like, a place in Texas?
Oh, bro. But why does the excuse have to be black, though?
Because that's the fact. Like, you gotta look at, one, the history of their country.
No, I get that.
Yeah, and they're like, things never change.
Now you're making me sound bad. Like, honestly,
boy, I'm not making you sound angry. Like, nah, that's the fact. And listen, one, you look at the history of their country.
Yeah.
And one thing you gotta realize, yo, things never change. They just take different form. For example, people look at Africa and be like, colonization's over. It's not over.
Okay, yeah, I get that, yeah.
Because, like, now colonization is through debt and, like, all that kind of stuff. It just takes in a different form. So every place, like, places in America, yeah, still the same thing.
Do you think racism can come to an end?
Nah. It can never come to an end.
Why?
Just because we're humans. Like, it's not just looking at, like, black, white. But even when you look at within black, there would always be racism. That's just a human nature. But the thing is, just creating more, like, when you're living in one country,
yeah,
it's about having policies and things like that, where even though people can act different way and, like, mistreat other people, but having a, like, a system, a government that treats everyone equally.
Bro, me personally, I think black people within themselves, are bigger enemies within themselves than white people are to us, bro.
What do you think that is?
Huh?
What do you think that is?
Bro, it's just, you know, like, you, okay, look at, kind, bro, sometimes you just see another black person trying to succeed, trying to do this thing in life, and a person who's trying to put a foot down, like, step on his head, is a black person. I've seen it. I've literally seen that with my own two eyes, bro.
Give me an example. Give me the places.
Place back home. Number one place back home, bro, that's the biggest place, bro. Like, you, okay, you can't say, oh, white people are there. Who's there? You can't blame it on white people. Africans within themselves, bro, hating.
Okay, do you know the history before colonization, though?
Yeah.
Of places like your country and stuff like that,
bro. Everybody lived all peace and harmony back in the days.
And then so now,
so you're trying to say white people came and then were like, oh, I hate each other?
No, it's not just white people. People, you, like, that's one thing you gotta stop doing. You gotta stop blaming just white people, because before white people, the Arabs invaded Africa.
Okay.
So just blaming one people when another, like, the Arabs probably did a lot worse than
the Arabs.
Yeah, what the Western people did. So, like, that's one thing we gotta get straight. But if you already know, before colonization, before these invasions, we were living in peace, you gotta understand that the system came and basically just messed up a whole generation. So, back to my point, yeah, we can blame colonization. Because you just said it yourself. You said, when I asked you, what was life like before colonization?
Nah, it was
it's peaceful.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? Because you do realize before colonization, we did not have prisons. There was no alcoholism.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Like, all these stuff that we have now, we didn't have that before. Most of the disease, we didn't have it before.
Okay, look at it like this, yeah? We said there was peace, yeah?
Yeah.
And then when did that peace break out? Like, stop. And then we started getting into war and, like, tribalism and all that stuff came. That's after the,
Say it.
That's after the white people, you know, and stuff. But you said the Arabs were before them, yeah? Yep. But the Arabs were way before the white guys. Huh?
Yeah,
and then after the Arabs left, we were still in peace.
Then they didn't leave. That's the problem. Like, this is something you gotta realize. Do you know about people like King Musa?
Yeah.
Mansa Musa.
Yeah, Mansa Musa, yeah.
Yeah. Back in his day, if you know his story, like, this guy was the richest person ever, to a point where he go to a different kingdom. He's from Mali, but he go to a different kingdom, like, say, East Africa or the Southern Africa.
Yeah.
And, like, you give them diamonds and golds, and their currency would go down.
Yeah.
So you buy it off them in order to get their currency back up.
Yeah.
That was the system we had as a whole Africa. But after the Arab invasion, what happened is, North Africa basically just, it's part of Africa as a land, but the people, they don't consider themselves African.
They're not in the African Union, are they?
Even though, like, there's indigenous African people, they're still living there. So you gotta look at that. That got cut off. And then you come to, you know, some East African countries like Somalia, when some people believe they're Arabs, not Africans. That kind of stuff. So they did leave that issue there as well. But I think the only difference is that with the Europeans, because they came recently compared to the Arabs, we can be like, it's related to them. But what I'm saying is, like, this problem started with the invasions, and then with the Europeans coming, they just took it to a different level.
So do you think this is reversible from here on? Do you think, like, we can go back to the peace and harmony?
We can, but it would take, like, we're close. Like, if you know people like Patrice Lumumba, if you know about Thomas Sankara, we were really close to doing it. But the problem is, there's always that one person who would sell out his brother for money or power.
Yeah.
But if you look at their teachings, like Patrice Lumumba and Thomas Sankara, their teaching was all about one Africa, having a language. I've had debates about this with the boys. It's like having one business language in Africa that every part of Africa speaks.
I mean, East Africa there is right now, like in East Africa, in Central.
But the thing is, there has to be the whole of Africa. Because if like Africa can never emancipate itself from all these issues if we don't unite as one.
Yeah.
Because with more numbers, there's more resources.
True. So one business language.
Yeah, so one business language.
What do you think it should be?
I mean, I'll go Swahili because
it's
already like the most spoken in the whole of Africa.
Yeah.
So I'll go with that. But thing is, to change Africa, it has to start with language. I'll give you one example. Americans can't go to China and do business with the Chinese speaking in English. They have to speak Mandarin. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And what that does is basically, like, it creates this, like, pride in your language.
Yeah.
But you look at Africa, anybody can come in, and a French person will go to Africa and do business in French.
Yeah.
But we're not valuing ourselves when we do that, because we're not making them, you know, kind of like come to us and accept us as we are. So when we do that, obviously, like the issue you said where one brother would try to hold another brother down, mm-hmm. all that stuff, it's little things that play in the mind. So if we have a language and you see people come in and respect that language and speak it, then you're going to respect yourself and your brother too. But if you don't, then you're not going to respect your brother. Like stuff where one brother, like African scientist, can say one thing, everybody be like, ah, nah, nah. But then, like, if a foreign scientist says it, the same thing, they'd like, be like, yeah, you know, you're right. But that's because we don't value our language, we don't value ourselves. And all that value, we lost our value during colonization.
So step one into getting...
First thing is, you know, you got to get rid of these old dictators. That's the first
thing. Most of them are actually gone.
Nah.
Who's left?
The guy from Uganda.
Who? Museveni?
Museveni.
Museveni?
Museveni, yeah. And...
That's about it. Back in the days, it was heaps.
Yeah, it was heaps. No, I'm sure it's still... Oh, like, the guy from Congo... not Congo. Yeah, Congo. You also have Gabon. Gabon is like one of the richest countries as far as resource, but the poorest country in the world.
Damn.
So what I'm trying to tell you is, before you say, oh, say excuse, you gotta look at the history, because like history plays a massive part in how things are today.
No, I'm just, my thing is, use it, but don't overuse it. You know, I don't want it to be like the... I don't want it to be like the main thing where it's like, oh, first thing that comes to your mind is like, oh, it's because of race. I want it to be like, first, like, work hard, and then you can use it. And then be like, just, do you know how you said, I work 10 times hard, and then after that, I got to go in knowing that I work 10 times hard. Like, I got to also know it's not a level playing field. So I mean, like, just do that. Or some people, I'm just against those people who could, like, just go in there and then just fumble the thing and then just come back and then go, oh, it's cause of race. I'm against those guys. That's the people I'm against.
But let's go back to the point where you were saying, like, race, like the whole blaming, like saying we are our own problem.
Yeah, but, and sometimes that too.
Yeah,
bro.
But like I told you, like, you gotta look at the history to see why, because you answered your own question when I asked you, like, were we like this before? You said no.
Yeah, I know we weren't like this before, but we are now, and I'm looking for a way to reverse it. That's what I'm looking for.
But to reverse, you gotta understand where we began and what was the issue. And that's something you're not doing. That's the truth. Like, you gotta understand why. That's why these history classes, because if you don't understand history, then you're not, like, if you understand history, you're not gonna repeat the same problem.
Okay, so first thing right now to reverse and go back to peace and harmony, you said a business language. And then after that, get rid of dictators.
But well, you gotta get rid of dictators first. But I mean, like,
get rid of dictators.
But that's what I mean is like this, yo.
Right, but now, that's the thing. Wait, do you think everybody in, like, every country in Africa would be willing to, you said, okay, for example, Swahili as a business language. Do you think every African country would be willing to teach Swahili in school as a, like, just in as a business language?
Well, like, at the beginning, obviously no, because one, I'll give you an example. Right now, look at what's happening in Cameroon, for example. You have two parts of Cameroon at war. But do you know why they're at war?
Why?
Because one is an English-speaking Cameroon, and the other one is French-speaking. First, we have to get rid of their mindset. Like, these people are fighting based on a language that was forced up on them. A foreign language. Yeah. But they're fighting over it, going, the English speaker saying, oh, all these business languages French, and it needs to be English. And the French people, and the Cameroon people speaking French saying, nah, can't be like that. Like, that's how bad it is. Think about how bad that is.
But imagine, like, trying to change. Okay, these guys are already fighting between themselves.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to, like, bring a whole new business language and try,
yeah, but
to,
it's
like,
not gonna be like overnight.
Oh yeah, I know. It's
like,
not
it's like, step by step. For example,
it's gonna be generations, bro.
I don't know, but if we don't, like, nobody's starting that process now, that's a problem. Because everyone's just like waiting for the next generation to do it, but who's gonna do it? Because we're just gonna be waiting for each other to do it and never actually do it.
That's true, man. That's why I'm trying to become the president of Somalia.
Rest in peace.
Ah,
I can only imagine, bro. Like, that country's down.
Why? Nah, I actually have plans, bro. Can change. Do you know what my first thing would be? Huh?
I already know, but I'll let you say it.
Well, okay, you say it. Nah, say it. Nah. What do you think?
I'm not going to expose you like that.
What? Nah, honestly. Nah, what I would be, the first thing I would do, yeah, is I would probably, like, get rid of all the old heads, bro. Like, just like, try get, just wipe out the whole generation. I'll be a dictator, bro. I'll wipe out the whole generation.
Damn, bro, it is dark.
Because, bro, somebody's done not moving. I swear to God. Do you know how many years it's been?
I don't know, but
30-something years, bro.
Yeah, but killing people is not the right solution. If I was the president, I mean, man,
sometimes.
But you know what I would do if I was the president? Start with education.
What do you mean start with education?
When I listen, bro, when I say start with education, like, the majority of the population in Africa is young. Like, yeah, it's young people.
Yeah.
Like, the old people are a small percentage. So, bro, you just gotta install some, you know, Pan-Africanism thoughts in them.
Yeah.
And once you do that, you fix their generation when they get to this age level where they can run for, you know, president or whatever. You already kind of have these people going into it with the right, like, mindset.
Bro, I've had this problem here of figuring out the difference between culture and tradition.
Yeah.
Because, like, culture is something, okay, we can't, like, culture is, I say culture is a lot more useful than tradition. Do you agree with me on that first?
Yeah.
Huh? So why do we need tradition, bro? Because we can't use that in this day and age. Why do we still have it? Why is it still wandering around?
Because there's some traditions that are actually good.
Okay, some. Yeah, but like there's some useless ones but that we still go by with. Like, I'm like, get rid of that shit. But these guys are not willing to let it go. Like, what the hell?
Well, that's because like, you just start with the generation. Like, traditions start with one generation that gets passed on. And if you want to change it, you just... The new generation needs to create their own tradition. And then going forward, that tradition is going to be the norm.
But look, you can't change and bring a new tradition when it's like, oh, the tradition that's already going on is like, you know, these guys have already been like so processed into it, and they're like, there's no moving on. They just keep passing the same one on. It's like no one's making a new one at all. So it's like, what the hell?
So like, give me one tradition that you're against.
One tradition I'm against. Circumcision. I think that
for men,
for girls. I think that should be gone.
Yeah,
bro.
No, that needs to be gone. Yeah,
that needs to be gone.
But there are like a lot of countries are actually like passing laws where it's against. Where it's
not, yeah, cause like it's madness, bro. Like the shit they do is. I think some stuff like that. See, like it just keeps going on. It keeps. Imagine like your dad tells you you gotta circumcise girls. This guy goes. It keeps going on. See, I'm like, shit like that has got to stop, bro.
I 100% agree with that one. And other stuff is like, okay, this is gonna be a topic, right?
Yeah.
You know, another thing I'm against is like oppressing females within our cultures or traditions.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to stop. So stuff like, you know, gender roles that kind of stop women from getting certain places in life. Within the African culture,
yeah,
then it needs to stop. Because, you know, like the famous speech of Thomas Sankara,
mm-hmm.
he once said, man, like, you can never have revolution if half of your population is kind of like
down.
Yeah, down. You're like, you're stopping them from speaking up.
Yeah.
Then, no matter how hard whoever in power tries,
yeah,
that country will never have change. So that would be like the number one thing is...
Empowering women,
but changing these traditions that kind of like treats them like they...
They're nothing but housewives.
Yeah, that needs to change.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of brains that could change Africa, but because of those traditions, like, we'll never see them.
Yeah, man. I agree with that, man.
And the whole feminism movement is not for black women.
What's this?
Feminism movement?
Yeah.
It's not for black women.
It's not for black women?
It's not for black
women. Why you say that? Why is that?
Think about it this way, man. Like, all these injustices that happens to black women,
mm-hmm.
the feminism movement never actually does stand up for them. But as soon as something happens to a Caucasian woman,
yeah,
then they expect the black woman to kind of stand up with them and fight for them.
Yeah.
So I think that's just, I believe in feminism, but it's just they gotta start their own one. Because right now, that mainstream feminism is not for them. It's kind of like the same stuff as like that NRA, the gun club thing. That's like, look what happens when a registered black person with a gun gets shot down. Mm. They stay quiet.
Yeah.
But if it happens to another person, they speak up.
True. I mean, it kind of does make sense when you put it that way. Yeah, man. So, I mean, I agree with most of the stuff you said. And you agree with most of the stuff I said.
Hell no, I don't agree with that.
Why, bro? Nah, well, actually,
I told you before, man. You're an Oreo.
Nah. You just called me an Oreo for fuck's sake,
short
man.
Oreo.
Oh, my days.
Black on the outside and white on the inside.
Nah, bro. I'm black as one can get, bro. Literally.
Nah, just, you say some stuff sometimes, man. That just.
Nah. This is the only thing. There's no other time. There's no other time, bro.
Don't make me say
it. Say it. If there's something, say it, bro. Say it. You just making.
I've
fake
heard
threats,
you.
Bro.
Nah, it ain't fake threats. You have said some stuff about black women that I will
black
not
woman.
Repeat on this
oh, my.
Podcast,
bro. My mom's a black woman.
I know.
How am I going to say anything bad about
like,
a black woman?
Come on, man.
Now,
even the last podcast, too, you're talking about, nah, I want me an Asian girl.
Just, what? Bro, that doesn't. No. You can't do that, bro. That doesn't mean I talk shit about black women. Just wanting something else doesn't make you.
No, you do talk shit, too. Like, wanting something else, it's like all good, you know? But it's when you talk shit.
Oh, my God. Shut up, bro. You're talking out your ass. I don't talk bad about black. I love black women.
I don't know, man.
Bro, coming from you, bro. You're a fake supporter of black people, bro.
How?
Man.
How?
But it's hard to prove it, because, you know, it's just hard to prove it, bro.
Because, you know, there's nothing to prove. It's facts.
Anyways, bro, I love my people, and I know my people love me. So, I can count on black people, and another black person can 100% count on me. Doesn't matter what country you're from. If you're black like me, I'm supporting you 110%.
No, I respect that. I respect that.
Thanks a lot, mate. But then it's not the same for you because you're half white.
So that's the disrespect I give, man. I'm 100% black, man.
Are you sure, bro?
Yeah. I've just been in New Zealand for too long.
That's made you white?
I'm not white, bro. Like.
Nah, but when's the last time you went back home, bro? Huh?
Oh, let's not talk about this, man.
Yeah, exactly. You're 40 years old. Yeah, you left Ethiopia.
I'm 40.
You left Ethiopia when you were one.
You want to talk about age now?
I'm 20.
Mister, I'm 20 for the last 4 years.
Huh? This is what I see. See, this is what I mean. There's always another black brother trying to put you down. What are you talking about?
It's a fact, yo. I've known you for 4 years. Every time, I'm turning 20.
Hey, man, stop lying. Man,
I just want to know, like, when you going to turn 21?
Bro, I literally turned 20 on February.
20th. Yeah. Just like last year and the year before that and the year before that.
Yeah, bro. Don't lie, man.
I wanted my plan was to go back home this year.
And then what happened?
Coronavirus. I'm not taking no chances, man.
But what about, did you hear what they said? They might even cancel the Olympics, bro.
Oh, they have to.
You reckon?
Yeah, like.
Nah. I don't think it's gonna go on for that long.
Nah, bro, like, nah, we'll go on. Cause, you know, do you remember SARS back in 2002?
Nah, I was pretty young then.
Oh, you're probably like 15 back in.
What, 15?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord, bro.
Come on, man.
Nah, bro.
I told you last time, bro. It's just your body. You got like a 10-year-old body, so.
Nah, man.
You know, for people looking at you from afar, they'd be like, oh, this young kid. The people that know your face, man. You look like a 40-year-old taxi driver with like a 10-year-old body, bro.
Don't lie, man. It's just a beard, bro. I don't even want
to
say.
You're supposed to be younger than me, but you've had a beard longer than I have.
What about you, bro? You actually look 40, bro. If I showed someone your photo, they're never gonna say 39. It's straight 40 and above.
What about you?
Me?
Yeah.
20. Honestly, man, 20.
Well, you got wrinkles like you've gone through two world wars, eh?
Where's your hairline?
My hairline? Where's your one, bro?
Here! I have a full set of hair, bro.
I'll send him that picture of you, bro.
Why? It's because when I shaved both?
No.
What?
You've had a bad hairline since you're like, what?
Where did the hairline come from? Huh? Did it just come back out of nowhere? No, I've always had a hairline.
Nah, not really.
Bro, you had a full set of, you had an afro, bro.
I'm not stressed, man.
And then 2 years later, boom, your hairline just disappeared.
Stress, bro.
You're cursed, that's what you are, man.
What about you? Let's talk about your height. Amen. I read this thing this morning. They said short people not go to heaven.
You tagged me in that shit.
I know, because you know, I just wanted to keep you in my prayers. Like,
what do you mean they're not going to
heaven? When I go to heaven and you're chilling in hell, not chilling, like burning in hell.
Chilling in hell.
But I'm going to be like, yo, I'm going to do it on your behalf.
Do what on my behalf?
Just live it up in heaven.
Bro, I'm actually going to make it. Do you know how you have a feeling sometimes of something? I think I might just make it. Like, not even just. Like, I'm going to.
Kind of like how I think I'm going to win, like, $2 million. Because I have that feeling, too.
I'm going to make it. Nah, I'm going to make it for sure, bro.
How? You got to change everything the way you're living right now. If you
want. How am I living?
Yo.
Hey, man. Anyways.
I'm not by exposing people, you know?
I'm just going to say, I hope you make it to heaven. I hope I make it to heaven.
I will. They're like...
Hey, but why you got to be like this, bro?
It's guaranteed.
Next minute I see you burning like a burning like a motherfucker, bro. Oh my days.
Nah, I'm good, bro. Like, for real, I'm a good man. I'm a God fearing man, you know.
Really? Yeah. When's the last time you went to church?
When you say church, what do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? When have you been to church?
Like church, you know, it's God is where the heart is.
Oh my. See, that's what every sinner says, bro.
Nah, I'm serious, bro. Like, God is where the heart
that's
is.
That's what every sinner says.
If you keep your heart pure, no matter where you're, like, I'm in this car right now, God is here.
You say I'm God?
I don't know. You're the devil, bro.
Nah, man, but I mean, I just want to say, I'm pretty sure we're both going to make it there, man. And I might just make it just one degree, like, ahead. Like, just, I'll be ahead of you. Just in the line, I'll be ahead of you.
I don't know. Like, that's hard to...
You're not going to be far back. Yeah. I know that for a fact.
I think I got, like, front row seat.
Front row seat?
Yeah.
I'm in the VIP section. That's all I know.
In here? Yeah. All I'm going to say, man, you know, if people looked at your DM, they'd be like, oof.
What?
Fire.
Hey, man, you can't be doing that, man.
Nah, like, you know, I'll tell you some stuff, man. Just if you keep your heart pure, you know, you forgive.
But everybody
forget,
bro. I always forgive. I forgive and forget. Hey, when's the last time you forgave someone?
I forgive people every time. I don't hold grudges, bro.
You don't hold grudges?
I don't hold grudges. Like, I'm like, this is me, yo. I don't hold grudges.
Mm-hmm.
I just snip, cut people off.
Cut people up?
Yeah. But there's no grudge at all.
I like that. But before you cut the person off, do you tell them? Like, I'm going to cut you off? Or do you just cut them off?
Depends on the... Nah, I tell them. Straight up.
You just be like, I'm going to cut you off?
I'd be like, nah, yo, I don't fuck with you no more.
You just go and be like, just snip to them?
Get the scissors, snip.
Nah, man. Me, I'm not all about that. I forgive, forget, and sometimes... Yeah, I haven't really had experience where I had to cut someone off. And I hope that doesn't come.
Have people cut you off though?
Huh? No. Why would people cut me off? Nigga, I'm a good person. You don't cut off good people. You see? That's what I mean. Has there been a minute where you'd be like, oh, I'm going to cut Yaya off? Have you thought of it? No. It
didn't cross many your... times.
Why are you lying, man? Don't lie.
Oh, man. Like... I could write a book about all those times I was like, man, I gotta cut this guy off.
No, man. All I do, bro, every time me and you talk, I always advise you. I always tell you, bro, yo, you can do it. You can achieve
advice.
It.
Advice. Bro. Lord have mercy.
Bro, I always say, hey, Solomon, you can reach the next step. You can reach the next level. Solomon, you, I believe in you.
No, you always push me to the wrong part.
Huh?
Yeah. We're not gonna go to details, but man. Auckland,
That wasn't me. That was all on you.
Nah, like, I'll tell you guys, yo. Yaya, if you're asking for advice, don't do it.
Why?
Don't do it.
Why?
Yo, don't do it. He will push you to some stuff, and then later on, he's going to sit back and start laughing at you.
No, because you know what? Sometimes, do you know how, like, you, when you say, like, advice, I'm like, oh, just do this, say this as a joke. But you actually did it. Why would you do it?
Because I asked you for advice, and you were like, do this, and I was like, all right.
Man,
you people have
that's
no
why you
idea.
Don't ask advice from a 20 year old when you're 40. That's what I mean. Don't do that.
20. So when you were 20 back in what, 2016 or 15?
And we're not gonna get back into this age thing, bro. But anyways, I know I'm 20. I feel 20. I look 20.
Oh, yo, you know how there's this new thing, yo. It's called trans age. Mm-hmm. You're a certain age, but you feel a different age.
Is it that what
a sexual thing?
They test that?
No, like, no. Trans what? Age.
Trans. Oh, okay. Wait, trans age.
Yeah. Like it's a real thing. You know.
So
like,
you just be like, oh, you're actually 40, but then you'd be like, oh, I feel 20.
Yeah, kind of like you. Yeah.
Fuck off. Man.
So it's kind of like there's transracial. Like if you remember that lady called Rachel.
Oh yeah, Rachel. She was, yeah, she believed she was black.
Yeah, like her. So you're kind of like in that situation, but yo. It's 2020, man. You gotta live people their, you know, live their truth. And Yaya, I am letting you live your truth.
Thank you, bro.
You're 20.
I believe I'm 20, and I am 20. And my birth certificate says I'm 20. Wait, Solomon doesn't have you don't have a birth certificate.
Listen,
you're born under that tree, bro.
Hey, you're gonna be like 80-year-old granddad. You're gonna be like, yeah, I'm 20.
I'm not, bro. Never. Everybody, bro.
Nah, it's all good to like, yo, bro. Just do you. I support you. That's something, you know, you can never take away from me. You know, I support my, you know, my friends.
Nah, I support you 100%, man.
Like, can you tell me a part where I never supported you? I'm always the one telling you, like, yo, you can do this.
Nah, there's never been a time. Yeah, I agree. There's never been a time where... Same with me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Depends on the topic, though.
Just don't ask me for advice on stupid stuff.
I'm not like
on stupid stuff. I'll
never,
serious?
I'll never ask.
Serious,
huh? I'll never ask for advice.
No. Ask for advice, but like not for stupid stuff. Like serious life
man,
stuff.
Man, I asked you like some serious life stuff, yo.
Oh man, every time I remember him, I'm just fucking. But you were so hurt.
And I was mad, bro. That was the day I was like, I should cut this guy off. Snip, snip.
Oh, man.
Now I know. But.
It is what it is, man.
Yeah. But, like, you know, anytime you need advice, bro, you know, I got you.
Oh, yeah. Not for sure. Now you give out pretty. Your advice are pretty.
Like, come on, you gotta. Yeah. You gotta give it up to me. I give some dope advice, bro.
Except for some. Like, sometimes you act like a dickhead, though. You're like.
When?
You're like, yeah, just do this. And then. And then we, like last time, I don't want to say it, but you know what I'm talking about.
What?
You know what I'm talking about anyways, but...
But okay, so what happened? I'm trying.
Bro, it was some serious life stuff. Like the time I gave you, it was the time you were trying to get revenge.
Oh, yeah. I had to get my revenge, bro.
But that was a dickhead move, bro. I didn't do it on purpose.
You were sitting there with popcorn... laughing when I was telling you what happened after I listened to your advice.
Oh man, the funny thing is it happened twice.
That was on me. The second one was on me. Like I should have known not to trust, you know, a short person with like advice.
Nah man, but it is what it is. If you need advice, just text me. I'm only a text away, call away. I'm gonna, you know, give you whatever you need. I'm always 100% supporting.
Don't do it, people. Learn from me.
No.
But now, like, you know, anytime you need advice, though, I got you.
I'll text you for sure.
Yeah, it's been like that, for, you know, since day one. Like, I spit facts to you, you know?
Yeah.
Even if you don't want to hear, I'm going to tell you the truth.
True. That was with me, bro. That was with me. I was telling you the real stuff. But you wanted me to like lie to you and be like, yeah, it's gonna be like this, it's gonna be pretty, this. But it wasn't. It was ugly, and you still did it. And then you tried to come back and blame me. This is the second time.
So the second one was actually on you, man.
Nah, it's all good though, you know? It's never gonna happen again.
Man, I appreciate you though. I appreciate you for giving your time today anyways.
Yeah, nah, it's all good,
talking,
you know?
To us.
Because I know your podcast is nothing without me, man. Like,
I don't know who the hell told you that, but I mean, that person's like, gotta stop lying to
you. Nah, because, you know, I like...
You gotta cut that person.
Nah, listen. Like, I had a lot of people telling me, they're like, yo, he needs you back on his podcast.
What do you mean he needs you back? I could have just texted you.
I know you did for like a long time, and I was like, you know, I'm busy. But then people hitting me up going, yo, you gotta save his podcast.
Hey man, I'm actually gonna expose you, bro.
Nah, for real, like, it's people you know as well. I'm just not gonna, you know, say names, but they're like, he needs you back.
Anyways, you are here, and I'm actually, I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, we gotta do this again, but like,
yeah,
because sure. You know, I just, yeah.
You know, this is the last episode for the season.
Season?
Yeah, I do mine in seasons.
You got so seasons
like,
now.
Yeah, I do like a couple episodes.
That's the shortest season I've ever seen.
Why? It's 8 episodes. Yeah. Oh, no, 7 episodes.
7? You already got 7?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
I only had like...
I think it's 5. I think it's 4. Like it's 5. I don't even know how many freaking episodes are on.
Nah, I've only had 4 so far.
4? Oh, yeah, this is the 5th one. Oh, do you know what happened? I did one with Abel. I don't know if he's going to hear this, but what happened was I was doing the podcast with him. And then it wasn't recording for like 40 minutes. And then after that, yeah, I only had 20 minutes. So I was like, fuck it. But hey, Abel, man, he's around anyway. So I'll probably just do it again. Sorry about that, Abel.
So you're not serious about life, man.
I am. It was by accident. Accidents happen, you know?
So you sat there talking for like an hour.
Yeah, and I realized when he left, and I didn't even text him and tell him about it.
Damn. That's what I'm talking about, man. Like, just...
I mean, mistakes happen.
You gotta get serious.
Yeah, I am gonna get serious. I mean, hopefully we can get more people, more insightful people. Bro, if you think you're insightful, if you think you got some stuff popping up, you know, you're like just you're keen on coming on a podcast, just text me, bro.
I'm actually gonna give out a challenge.
What?
If anybody wanna have a debate with me about plant based, have me up.
Plant based?
Yeah.
Bro, I could do that. Oh, but we're both plant. So, like, a meat lover gonna come and debate with you?
I don't know, like, didn't I see you the other day eating yogurt?
No, it was vegan yogurt. Coconut.
Coconut? Yeah. Okay. They just gotta say that sometimes.
Come,
like,
come on, bro. Come on. Don't do that.
Because I hear stuff and I'm like,
don't do that.
But nah, if anybody wants to have that debate, man, because that's the way of life going forward.
Mm-hmm. So, anybody want to come on this podcast, you know, just, you know, where to text. The Inner Circle Podcast Instagram page, I respond over there. So if you wanna come on, talk about stuff, life, whatever the hell you wanna talk about, just I got you.
Especially if they're like a meat lover, yo.
Yeah. What do you got against meat lovers, bro?
I just got some dumbass like.
And if you wanna have a debate with Solomon, I mean, I think anybody who has a debate with you is pretty much gonna lose. Because you talk out your ass most of the time.
Nah, I
think the person would just get annoyed and be like, fuck this, and just leave.
Nah, I speak facts though.
Nah, but once again, Solomon, thanks for coming on. And bro, if you wanna, bro, first episode, you try to plug in your Instagram and stuff like that, and it got cut off.
And you made me what, blab for half an hour when wasn't even recording.
I mean, yeah, we got it now, but we were starting back then, so.
So hit me up on Tukwara_Nugus on Instagram.
How do you spell that shit, man?
You gonna put me on the spot like that? You know English is like my third language, bro. It's TIKUR_NEGUS.
That's on Instagram?
Instagram.
Yeah.
But I don't give out anything else.
You don't give out anything else. Whoever wants Solomon's phone number and Snapchat, text me. And I'll get...
Damn, all right.
I'm just joking. But yeah, man. Thanks, really appreciate it. And
so good, man, you know?
I'll see you around.
And anytime your podcast is going down, just let me know. I'll come up and just put you back on the scene, you know?
Fuck you, man.
Like, I'll put you on the scene for everything.
Good.